Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a number of people have been arrested and mass goers left terrified following a disturbance which seen weapons seized at the Church of the Irish Martyrs in Letterkenny yesterday. The British Prime Minister says big asks have been made off of policing in the north. A man has been charged in connection with the crash in Burnfoot last week, after which three people were hospitalised, and a man has been arrested following the death of a woman in County Derry. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Oisin Kelly has all the latest in sport. That's coming up at around a quarter past five. First in news, a number of people have been arrested and mass goers left terrified following a disturbance at the Church of Irish Martyrs in Letterkenny yesterday. A group of men aged from their 30s to 60s were arrested at the scene after an incident broke out outside of the church and entered into the porch area while the service was ongoing. Five men were due in Letterkenny District Court this afternoon, while one man was released without charge pending a file to the DPP. A number of weapons were seized at the scene, and the congregation were advised by Gardaí to remain in the church at the end of the service. Local parishioner Evelyn told the Nine to Noon Show this morning that the commotion broke out just as the gospel was beginning.
As the two readings were finished, Father Dominic to start the gospel, and next just hear a commotion and some shouting from behind me. I wouldn't say all hell broke loose, but outside there was a lot of commotion. And everybody was petrified because we didn't know if it was going to spread into the church or not. But it was contained in the porch and outside. The police, like everybody else, but he was shocked. Luckily, I could see the guards came very, very quickly. The mass was held up for at least 10 minutes. The commotion that some people left that didn't leave the church. Communion, and then he announced that we were to stay in the church after Mass was over to make sure that everything was safe. And then me and the choir came up and thanked the priest on behalf of the community and wished him well, and asked us to wait. But there was guard presence still when we did get out eventually, but everything was quiet. But it was, you know, you do get a fright because you didn't know if it was going to at you or not, but thankfully, but it was a shame to happen in the holy area.
The British Prime Minister says big asks have been made of policing in the north. Keir Starmer's meeting rank and file officers during a visit to Northern Ireland, and he's met with officers who were injured during a recent disorder in Derry and Belfast. He's been briefed on the current situation by the PSNI's chief constable. The UK leader says he's also held discussions with John Boucher about the organisation's funding.
My purpose was to say to them, thank you for what they have done. We make big asks of them. They step up. And they deserve our thanks. I've also had the chance to speak to the PSNI senior leadership about the challenges that they face and the support that they need. And then third and very importantly, to speak to some of the communities most impacted.
A man has been arrested following the death of a woman in County Derry. The woman in her 50s was found unresponsive at her home in the Ashgrove Park area of Mahara Felt yesterday afternoon. She was pronounced dead at the scene. The man in his 40s was arrested in connection with the investigation and remains in custody at this time. A post-mortem examination is expected to be carried out tomorrow. And a man's been charged in connection with the crash in Burnfoot last week, after which three people were hospitalised. Gardaí say investigations are continuing. Katie Gillen has more.
The single vehicle collision occurred at around 5 to 10 on Thursday night last. Two men and one woman, all aged in their 20s, were taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment to injuries which Gardaí at the time said were not believed to be life-threatening. The man in his 20s was arrested following the collision and has since been charged. He is due to appear before Buncrana District Court at a later date. Gardaí have confirmed that investigations are ongoing.
The Taoiseach says a small number of people engaging in thuggery will not change how he and other politicians engage with the public. Simon Harris says public access to politicians remains an important part of how the country operates, and Gardaí take any threats to public representatives very seriously. It follows a report to the Garda Commissioner Drew Harris has raised a threat of violent attack by political extremists from moderate to substantial. Taoiseach Simon Harris was asked today about the potential for enhanced security for politicians.
The people of this country haven't vastly changed. Irish people are overwhelmingly kind, decent people, people who know how to engage in robust but respectful political debate. And I, for one, have no intention of allowing people who flout the law or wish to intimidate people or engage in thuggery in any way deter me from carrying out my political duties in the way that I think people expect us to do.
Police in Derry are investigating a possible sectarian hate crime. Shortly after 20 to 11 last night, police received a report of possible ongoing burglary in the area involving a number of males. Upon arriving at the scene, police noted damage to a door of a property and graffiti in the vicinity. Two 16-year-olds were arrested on suspicion of criminal damage and both have been released on bail. The Taoiseach paid tribute to the leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, Doug Beattie, who has resigned. The UUP leader blamed irreconcilable differences with others in the party for stepping down. He was elected leader in 2021. Minister for Foreign Affairs Micheál Martin says he always appreciated Doug Beattie's emphasis on making politics work and the constructive relationship that they built. A Letterkenny councillor has expressed his dismay after household rubbish was dumped at Garton Lake. The fly-tipping incident seen tins, cans and glass jars strewn near the water at the popular viewing area. It's since been removed by Donegal County Council. However, councillor Donal Mandy-Kelly has asked whoever was responsible to rethink their actions in the future. He says illegal dumping is unacceptable, particularly in an area that is used regularly by locals and tourists.
This was brought to my attention late last night by a post on Facebook, and I suppose this morning, first thing, I was on the phone to Donegal County Council Environment Section, and the staff has been out the ground this morning and has tidied this up. But Michaela, I mean, this is an act that you know it can't go on. This is a very scenic area along Garton Lake, which sees a tremendous amount of footfall of visitors and tourists to the area as well, you know, and, you know, there's a fantastic community group there in Churchill as well that does Trojan work, you know, and for someone to come in or somebody or maybe a number of people, I'm not sure, to come in and illegally dump their household rubbish there is totally unacceptable, you know, and I would just ask that going forward that, you know, whoever's responsible for this, that rethink their actions going forward, because as I say, there is a lot of people there that do a lot of good work, you know, and this is, if you like, a kick in the teeth to them. And the last thing we want in such a scenic area here in Garton is to be turning away visitors and to reduce footfall to the area. So, you know, that's something we don't want to see. And, you know, I want to take the opportunity to thank Donegal Council, County Council, the environment and mental staff that has come out on the ground and lifted this morning, Michaela.
Strong winds and heavy rains expected later this week as the remnants of an ex-hurricane tracks towards Ireland. Ernesto could make landfall on Wednesday, however, its direction could change. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather says it's difficult to tell if Met Aaron will issue weather warnings.
A very windy week, really, throughout the week, with spells of rain also. The wet and windy weather will come in Wednesday night, which is associated with the remnants of Hurricane Ernesto, which is currently tracking across the Atlantic. Thankfully, Ernesto will weaken as it crosses the Atlantic, but it will still bring some strong winds and some heavy rain for a time. At present, it's hard to exactly forecast the exact path and the strength of Ernesto when it does reach Ireland, but it will have weakened considerably. There may still be a risk of some weather warnings being issued, particularly for the west coast, be that coastal or inland, but people should keep up to date with the forecast as the details could change a little bit.
Residents of a West Donegal village are requesting the immediate dismantling of a mast. Danish company Ørsted had sought planning permission from Donegal County Council and on board Planola to build a wind farm in Duhri, but that was rejected, resulting in them pulling out of the project. The mast has been described as an eyesore by locals and their surveillance system is said to be invasive. Representative of Cumann na Forbacha na Duhri, Dr. Andrea Redmond, is hopeful that the mast will be removed by Christmas.
It went to Donegal County Council, rejected the wind farm. Then it went to on board Planola. And luckily, within the last so many months, on board Planola rejected the wind farm. So what we're asking, and a lot of villagers have come to Duhri Development and said, you know, what is the situation with the mast? Because we still feel it's very invasive. Mm-hmm. We have cameras focused on the village and on homes. And there is also a fear, Donald, that now we've had to deal with two companies, two multinationals. A third could come in.
Councillors are on it. You're on it. You're making contact with everybody. In terms of the timeline, what is your hope in terms of how long this is going to take? It's not going to be done over a weekend. It's going to be a lengthy job.
It would be even positive to have some kind of confirmation what they intend to do. You know, so the first step is that reassures that it's coming down, that they're going to remove it, and then for them to give us a timeline. And I would love to see it gone before Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, there's no reason. Planting season for trees is November to March, a great time for them to get in there and get some trees planted, some native conifers and that. You know, it's a really beautiful area. Full of deer, pine martens, red squirrels. It is that road that they propose to put the wind farm on is such a beautiful area to walk. You know, very, very little traffic. Wonderful, wonderful spot.
New regulations to compel social media companies to act in relation to illegal material should be in place by the end of the year. The Online Safety Code will govern how sites deal with issues such as cyberbullying and harmful content on 10 sites and allows for fines of up to €20 million for breaches. It comes amid a rise in misinformation, threats aimed at politicians, as well as anti-asylum seeker riots in Ireland and the UK. The government insists, however, that the new regulations are not designed to curtail free speech. The time's just gone 12 minutes past 5 here on Highland Radio. We're going to go to a short break and Oisin Kelly will be back with all the latest in sport. The time's just gone 5:15 here on Highland Radio. Oisin Kelly has all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We start with Gaelic Games. The Donegal CCC have confirmed the fixture details for round 3 of the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship. There's 4 games on Saturday and 4 to come on Sunday. This Saturday the 24th, 4 Masters will host Glen Swilly and St Eunan's will play host to Gweedore, with both games throwing in at 4 o'clock. Then at 6, Kilcare will make the trip to Glenfinn, and the evening throw-in on Saturday is McCool's against Eve Connell and Ballybuffet at 8 o'clock. On to Sunday, St Nolls will play Killybegs and Clohanilly will take on Downings, with both matches throwing in at 2. Éireux will meet Ardrah at 4, and at the same time, St Michael's will play Dunloe. Here's Highlands match analyst Brendan Kilcoyne on the battle of 4 Masters in Glen Swilly.
4 Masters are really, you know, they're on the crest of a wave at the moment. Sending Carr with a hat-trick last night, and they're playing really well. They've a lot of confidence in them. Home to Glen Swilly, it's going to be a real battle, so it is. And, you know, Glen Swilly have a lot, you know, obviously with Michael Murphy back playing at the edge of the square, he's in great shape, playing really well, but they've a lot of really good young talent through the team. That promised to be a really, really good game, and interest be really to see where 4 Masters really are. This is a big, big test for them.
That full piece with Brendan Kilcoyne is available now in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. And there'll be more championship talk tonight on the DL debate. Brendan Devaney and Pádraig Colferty will be joined by John Gilday and Ronnie McGarvey, while All-Ireland winning football manager Kieran McGinney will also give his take on the 2024 season. It's all on the DL debate tonight after the 7 o'clock news. Finnvalley's Sinead McConnell has picked up a second medal at the World Masters Championships in Gothenburg. She took silver in this morning's 5k walk in a season best time of 27.04.39. The medal follows the silver she won over the weekend in the 10k race walk. Michelle Rowell from the United States, who also took gold in the 10k at the weekend, won today's 5k as well. Leicester City make their return to the Premier League tonight with a home fixture against Tottenham. The Foxes won promotion last season, having claimed the championship title. That was under the management of Enzo Maresca. But Steve Cooper is now the man in charge. The former Nottingham Forest boss says they are confident that they're ready for the top tier.
We've got a nice mixture of some guys that have been there before and some guys that are going into there for the first time. And, you know, that adds a nice variety of personal motivation.
Kick-off at the King Power Stadium is at 8 o'clock tonight. Shamrock Rovers have expressed disappointment over the club's European matches not being broadcast on terrestrial television. Rovers have confirmed both legs of their Europa League playoff tie with Polk will be broadcast live on LOI TV. None of the club's three European ties, including two in the Champions League, have been broadcast free to air this season. The Premier Division champions have hinted in a statement that they may not facilitate RTE in showing league matches at the Talis Stadium for the rest of the season. Finally, Thierry Henry has resigned from his role as France under-21's manager. The legendary former Arsenal striker also led the senior side to a silver medal at the Olympic Games in Paris this summer, an achievement he called one of the greatest prides of his life. A statement on the Football Federation website says Henry has terminated his contract for reasons of his own. And that's it from the sports desk for the moment. DL Debates live after the 7 News tonight and our next bulletins tomorrow morning after the 8:30 News. Donna Marie.
Thanks, Aisin. Donegal County Council paid out claims for trips and falls totalling to €1.7 million to 97 people last year, while slips and falls cost councils around the country more than €54 million last year alone. The amount of money paid out in compensation for public liability claims was up 15.7% on 2022 figures. Brian Hanley from the Alliance of Insurance Reform says it's mainly a hangover from the COVID pandemic.
Maybe the increase is partly due to a COVID backlog of cases maybe that needed to be settled and made their way through the system last year. Because overall, claim volumes have actually come down by about 35% between 2019 and 2023.
A 40-year-old man's been extradited from the north to the Republic. He's wanted to stand on trial for offences of assault causing serious harm, threats to kill, possession of a firearm and possession of knives. The offences are alleged to have happened in the Dublin area between 2014 and 2015. He was arrested by the PSNI on the 24th of July in 2018 and proceedings completed today with his extradition to the south. A near miss in West Donegal has led to calls for hedge cutting to be properly enforced in Donegal. It's claimed that overgrown hedges between Gortahork and Maher Rorty had hampered visibility of a motorist in recent days, which nearly caused a collision. Councillor Micheál Colin McGilla Asbug says he's called on the council numerous times to liaise with landowners to resolve the issue, but says current systems aren't working.
There has been a massive, massive growth that has left a lot of roads very, very dangerous with hedging. And unfortunately, the system that we have isn't working. There has been loads of reports of car accidents. There have been pictures sent to me. There's been loads of reports of near misses. Parents are regularly on the phone to me saying they don't allow their children out to cycle now or go out to walk around their own community because of fear of cars hitting them because of the visual lines. Cars are deliberately going out further in the middle of the road to avoid their own cars getting scraped for different reasons. Maybe they have bought themselves some fair play, brand new cars. Buses are doing the same so that they're not clipping and breaking their wing mirrors. It's a very dangerous, dangerous, dangerous situation. And unfortunately, I don't believe the council are as proactive on this as we could be.
It's not just dangerous for local residents, it's also very dangerous for people that don't know the area.
Yes, we see a huge, huge amount of strangers coming to the area, especially with their camper vans. The council needs to buy the equipment, employ the staff, go out and cut the hedges and then build the landowners. I think then the landowners that know that their land is overgrown will take a different approach the following year to do it themselves instead of getting a big bill from the council.
Ireland is at risk of racking up fines of over 8 billion euro for missing its climate change targets for 2030. The EU system means nations do not reduce their emissions by agreed amount must buy carbon credits to make up the difference. In May, the EPA warned Ireland was on track to fall well short of a target of 51%. Maynooth University professor and member of the council, Peter Thorne, says we shouldn't give up on those targets just yet.
There's a whole host of things. We've got to double down on retrofitting, which is one of the bright spots in climate action at the present time. We need to address logjams in the planning system so we can get renewable electricity both in place and onto the grid. There's a whole host of things that we need.
A Carn Donagh councillor says he firmly believes the recently completed Clundara development in the town has the capacity to provide 58 much-needed social housing units. Councillor Albert Doherty was speaking after it emerged this month that Donegal County Council has rescinded an offer to acquire Clundara as a turnkey development. In a letter sent to the developer earlier this month, the council says the difference in their respective positions could not be closed in relation to the requirements of the block work testing. The developer has been in discussion with an approved housing body, with the council saying any such discussion would require an agreement between the AHB and the department. Councillor Doherty is hopeful that it will bear fruit.
The essential need is there, the stakeholders know it, and any contact from the AHB with the department, I hope it will be resolved quite quickly and that we'll see progress, because there's 29 finished units sitting there for close on 2 years.
Since getting the communication from the council, which was also sent to the developer, you've had a meeting with the developer. Has the meeting with the developer given you any hope that there will be a resolution?
The developer is also, I guess, disappointed that there wasn't the human interaction that we thought would happen. But he did see positives in that no longer locked in to the council. He had been, in his words, carrying the cost burden of the development for quite a while. He said there were previous advanced contract discussions with an AHB, so I have to remain hopeful and positive that there will be social housing delivery in this local area and that it will involve Clundara, and I would be appealing to all stakeholders to make sure that this is the final outcome.
Finally, is it time for the department to take a direct interest in this and perhaps, if necessary, intervene and become directly involved? We know, obviously, Donegal County Council is the primary housing authority in the area, but it's not going to be resolved without the department's involvement.
Definitely. It's long past the time. They're centrally involved. We've been told all summer that Minister for Housing, Darragh O'Brien, is to visit the county. He should be well briefed on this particular project and ensure that delivery of social housing happens at Clundara.
Looking now to weather, continuing mostly cloudy this evening with further outbreaks of rain and drizzle. That rain will become the heaviest and the most persistent in northern areas, with a few thundery bursts possible. It will become patchier from the southwest later on this evening, with good dry spells developing. To conclude this evening's news, a number of people have been arrested and mass goers left terrified following a disturbance which seen weapons seized at the Church of Irish Martyrs in Letterkenny yesterday. A group of men aged from their 30s to 60s were arrested at the scene after the incident broke out outside of the church and entered the porch area while the service was ongoing. The British Prime Minister says big asks have been made of the policing in the north. Keir Starmer is meeting rank and file officers during a visit to Northern Ireland, and he also met with officers who were injured during recent disorder in Derry. In Belfast. A man's been charged in connection with a crash in Burnfoot last week, which seen three people hospitalised. Gardaí say investigations are continuing. And finally, a man has been arrested following the death of a woman in County Derry. The woman in her 50s was found unresponsive at her home in the Ashgrove Park area of Mafra Felt yesterday afternoon. That's all for now from Highland Radio News. We'll be back with more headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices this Monday evening, August 19th. the death has occurred of Dennis McCrory, formerly of Mully Fermor Road, Tully Carr, Ahi Arran, reposing at Lynch's funeral home, 50 Castlefin Road, Castlederg, from 3 p.m. tomorrow, with removal at 5:30 to St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills, to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Wednesday at 11 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Peter McClintock, No. 1 Beechwood Avenue, Raphoe. Peter's remains will repose at his home from 7 p.m. this evening. Funeral service at his home on Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m, followed by burial in Ballindrate Presbyterian Church graveyard. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Cancer Care Letterkenny, care of any family member or Terence McClintock Funeral Director. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Liam Begley, Glenalla, Milford, reposing at his home from 6 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. in St. Joseph's Church, Rathmullen. Burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. Mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv. Family time on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to Pieta House, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Joan McNulty, née Bradley, 25 Towncastle Road, Strabane, and formerly of Plumbridge, reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home on Wednesday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in the Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, Strabane at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Parkinson's Society, care of Quigley's Funeral Directors. Family time from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Terry McGlade, née Walsh, late of Portnabla, Belfast, Cork, Dublin and Marble Hill. Terry will be waked at Rock Cottage, Parkmore, Portnabla until 9 p.m. this evening. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass will take place tomorrow at Holy Cross Church, Dunfanaghy at 12 noon, followed by burial at Doe Cemetery, Creaslev. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on MCN Media. Family flowers only. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.